How to end a caregiver relationship that isn't working. Ending a relationship with a caregiver is never easy, but can be necessary if the person is not the right fit for you. Finding the right match may take time. It's in everyone's interest to part ways with your caregiver if the relationship is not working. Here are some things to consider when it comes to terminating a caregiver relationship. Pinpoint the problem. Ask yourself, what is concerning me about how things are going, and can it be resolved? If your concerns are based on minor, isolated incidents, consider talking them out with your caregiver and giving him or her time to improve. However, if the issues put you at risk or represent a consistent pattern, then they need to be addressed immediately. Prepare yourself for a conversation with your caregiver by making a list of the issues you see. Understanding the big picture will help you make an informed decision about how to move forward. Open communication. If you feel like the relationship still has potential, talk to your caregiver. An honest conversation might eliminate the need to make a change. Make sure your expectations are well defined and, if you haven't already, consider creating an employment agreement with terms in writing. For more information on this, see our previous post on creating a written agreement with your caregiver. Once you've issued a warning, give your caregiver a set period of time to address the problems you've observed. It's important to maintain open communication as you both try and resolve any conflict. Make a plan. If the issues persist or you still feel like the dynamic isn't quite right, it's time to take the steps necessary to end the relationship. Begin looking for a temporary caregiver to provide coverage until you find a permanent replacement. Notify your close family members and relevant contacts about your plans to make a change. Time for the talk. When the time comes to let your caregiver know, set aside a specific time for the conversation. Keep things professional. Give the situation the same consideration you would give to any other personal or business relationship. Use neutral language and avoid accusations or blame. The key to a productive, amicable conversation is to remain civil and respectful. Tie up loose ends. Following your conversation, give your caregiver their final payment and request that they then return any personal items, like keys or credit cards. Give your new caregiver a trial period. Use this experience to prepare for your next hire. Update your employee agreement, create a clear list of the skills and qualities you'd like to see in a new caregiver, and take the time to vet candidates carefully. Once you've chosen someone new, consider hiring him or her on a trial basis. Set a specific period of time, perhaps 2 weeks, and then decide whether to make it a permanent position. Remember that finding the right caregiver for you can be a process, and don't let yourself get discouraged along the way. If one relationship doesn't work out, learn from it and move on to a fresh start with someone new. Once you find the right caregiver, the entire process will have been worth it.